Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We're continuing the halachas of Hadlakas Neiris. And Mitzvah, this will be the last year on Hadlakas Neiris. We established already that there's a chiyuv on every single person to light Shabbos candles. Chayves Aguf. And the one who lights the candles is the mother of the home, the wife. She lights and she's moitzi the entire mishpacha in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris. When she lights candles, everyone else is yoitza the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris. So therefore, the children will over a mitzvah, they yoitza with the mother's Hadlaka. So if they go away for Shabbos, and they go somewhere on vacation, they go to Airbnb somewhere, to a house somewhere, since they're not home, they cannot be yoitze with their mother's hadlaka in the house. They need their own hadlaka, and they have a chiv to light Shabbos candles. Therefore, wherever they are, they should light Shabbos candles with a bracha. But there's an exception to this, and that's a husband and wife. Husband and wife, since it's ishta kegufoy, and they're bottled to each other, therefore, the hadlaka of the wife is moitzi, the husband, wherever he is. Wherever he is, he is yoitza, the mitzvah of hadlakas neiris, with the wife's hadlaka. So therefore, if he's away on a business trip, he's in a hotel somewhere himself, and his wife lights candles in the house for Shabbos, so he's yoitza, the mitzvah of hadlakas neiris, with her hadlaka. But the halacha is, if he's in a place where it needs light, so as the shalom bayis, the din, that you shouldn't trip on an eitz ve'even, he has to make sure there's light in that room. So if it's an electric light, he puts on the light l'kavod Shabbos, and no add a bracha. And if he lights candles, he can make a bracha, because he's lighting for shalom bayis. But if he doesn't do that, and he doesn't need the light because it's light for someone else, he doesn't have light at all. And then he's yoitza the mitzvah, the mitzvah of hadlaka is for every single person. He's yoitza with his wife's hadlaka. Now, the truth is that the din is also the opposite as well. That if the husband's in the house and he lights candles, he also is moitzi the isha, wherever she is, with the mitzvah of hadlaka's neiris. Therefore, if she's in the hospital, technically, she could be yoitza with the husband's hadlaka. But L'maizah Shimon Shabbos Chassid says that the minhag is that the women, they want to light the candles, therefore they light, even with a bracha, as long as lighting candles, not electric lights, they can light with a bracha in the hospital. It's preferable if they light first, and therefore they weren't yoitzi yet with the husband's hadlaka. Now, if the children go somewhere else for Shabbos, they don't go to their own place. They go to someone's house for Shabbos. That means the parents stay home, they light at home, and the children went away for Shabbos. They can't be yoitzi with the parents' hadlaka because they're not home for Shabbos. The halacha is that if they eat by someone's house, they eat all the meals at that person's house, they are yoitza with that person's hadlaka. That means, even though in halacha it says that a oireach, a guest, should mishtatav pruta, the mishbrua says that there's an exception, that if he's somach al shulchan, the mishbrua says, I'm somach al shulchan, ba'al bayis, areihu b'chlal b'nei beisai, he becomes like part of the b'nei beisai, and therefore he's yoitza the mitzvah of hadlaka together. Those children are yoitza the mitzvah of hadlaka together with the ba'al bayis of that house. And with that, I think we covered, Baruch Hashem, most of the halachas of hadlakas neiris. I'd like to give a bracha, everyone should be zoicha, to mekayim this special mitzvah of hadlakas neiris b'shleimus, and through that, to be zoicha to children, talmidei chachamim.